Got your nation builders and your nation destroyers. Think about this. When King George read the Declaration of Independence back in 1776, who knows when he got around to it, how many papers were on his desk when he read it, but he probably thought Jefferson and John Adams and the gang were just a bunch of thugs, not historic visionaries creating a new nation. In keeping with our theme of nation building, there are plenty of voices out there who want to unbuild and start again, or maybe thinking about nation building in a fundamentally different context. Lulzsec, we talked about them earlier this hour, the group that's attacked Sony and CIA. They want to stop control of the internet by corporations and other institutions. They've released about a half a gigabyte of data from the Arizona police. They hacked into a state agency, including account names, passwords, and contact information for several people. Their release says, we are targeting AZDPS, the Arizona Department of Public Safety, specifically because we are against SB 1070, that's that controversial immigration law in Arizona, and the racial profiling anti-immigration police state that is Arizona. Well, how should law enforcement or the FBI classify Lulzsec? Are they terrorists? Are they economic terrorists? Are they criminals? Are they thugs? Are they just silly young people having their fun on the internet? Well, on PBS stations this fall, we've got two films that actually take a look at the issue of who is a terrorist and who might be writing the next Declaration of Independence. The first film is called If a Tree Falls. It's a story of the Earth Liberation Front, focusing on the Earth Liberation Front and those involved with that environmental group who have been identified as domestic terrorists. The film opens in limited release this week, will air on PBS stations in the fall. And we're joined by the Academy Award-nominated director, Marshall Curry. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Second film, called Better This World, centers on two young protesters who are identified as domestic terrorists at the 08 Republican National Convention. After what might have been entrapment by the FBI, it will air on the public television series POV on September 6th of this year. Director and producer Katie Galloway joins us from Silver Springs, Maryland, at the Silver Docks, a documentary film festival. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So to both of you, and we'll start with you, Marshall, how do you find a character whose passions are, shall we say, intense enough, but that there's also enough of a gray area about what they're doing in terms of pushing the line on confronting society, maybe taking action against institutions that could result in loss of property or even death? How do you find a gray area that will support a film? Because in a sense, if in the first reel, the character is either obviously not a terrorist or possibly, just a freedom fighter or just a criminal, you're not going to pay attention for an hour or two. Marshall?
Right. Well, it's definitely a complex question. In my case, the story just dropped in my lap. My wife runs a domestic violence organization in Brooklyn and one day came home from work and told me that four federal agents had walked into her office and arrested one of her employees, who is this guy, Daniel McGowan. And he faced life in prison for taking part in two multi-million dollar arsons against timber facilities in Oregon a few years before that. And the government charged it as terrorism. They considered him to be a terrorist. And to me, that was a really kind of surprising question, because if you meet Daniel, he doesn't look like a terrorist. He doesn't talk like a terrorist. And he kind of flew in the face of all of my expectations of what someone would be like who faced life in prison for terrorism.
All right, let me focus on that for a second, your expectations.
Right.
And we want to go to Katie on this as well. I mean, who looks like a terrorist who doesn't have a belt of dynamite strapped to their chest?
Katie, are you going to...
Well, no, Marshall, you answer that question, then we'll go to Katie, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess if I thought of somebody, he's a kid who grew up in Rockaway, Queens. His dad's a cop in New York. He was a business major in college. So to me, the fact that he kind of contradicted my stereotype was what made it so interesting.
Right, right, right. So Katie Galloway, did your expectations about who is or is not a terrorist help you or get in the way of you producing this film? And how would you answer the same question that Marshall just answered?
You know, I didn't know what to expect. What I did know is that after 9/11, the sort of definition of terrorism and who is a terrorist has been growing. And I've seen that, many more people have been sort of cast as terrorists. So I did know going in that, in addition to Muslim subcultures, you had sort of leftist dissidents or activist groups who had been targeted by the feds for certain activities and been looked after in these sort of long, long investigations, which was the case, you know, with our guys, David McKay and Bradley Crowder. And so I'd say, you know, under the circumstances, I had about as open a mind as I could as to who these guys would be. Did they really want to sort of commit mass slaughter at the Republican National Convention, or because there was an allegation of entrapment, as there so often is in these homegrown, quote-unquote, terrorism cases, you know, was I going to find something completely different? Was I going to find, as the defense argued, that the government was more responsible for the building of these Molotov cocktails than David McKay and Bradley Crowder?
Well, what did both of you think? And we, you know, we're under 2 minutes here to go, and I still want to ask you a question about Lulzsec, because I think that should be your next film. Marshall and Katie, in the end, and I think some people listening to this show, oh, gosh, these are PBS folks. Of course they don't think these people are terrorists. In the end, was the answer no, they're not terrorists, to both of you, Marshall?
Much more complicated. You know, the arson victims were definitely afraid. These were huge fires. But from the perspective of the people who did them, they considered them the Boston Tea Party. Nobody was hurt.
Interesting.
But there's no easy answer in our case.
Katie Galloway, yes or no on yours?
I would say the short answer is no. I don't believe that that our guys were terrorists.
How about Lulzsec? Do you think they're terrorists, the hackers over in London and in Arizona?
You know, I think until you get some kind of concrete definition of terrorism, and it's notoriously slippery and ambiguous and used for all kinds of different political ends, legal ends in different countries, I think it's just dangerous to call people terrorists unless they are, you know, I mean, there's the argument that states can be terrorists.
Marshall, so before we go, Marshall Curry sounds like a good film anyway, right?
Well, I know that Katie's film, Better This World, is great, and I hope people will come out and see If a Tree Falls as well.
Well, If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Movement, and Better This World, two views of what is a terrorist, both airing on PBS. Marshall Curry and Katie Galloway, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
What's your definition of a terrorist or a freedom fighter? We want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out for the next few days. This is The Takeaway. We'll be right back.